and welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Hello, and welcome to A Year on the Farm. I'm Kimberly. I am bringing you this mini episode today to share one of my favorite crops and to inspire you to plan for an amazing 2022 growing year. Believe it or not, in most parts, it is not too late to plant garlic. While many farms plant earlier in the fall, it isn't entirely necessary. So if you're feeling like you missed this opportunity or you have only just acquired or cleared land, I urge you to order some garlic seed, there is still some available, and plant what you can. Garlic doesn't mind being planted this late. You can, in fact, plant it in spring, but it just may not size up as much. Also, spring is so busy with planting that now really helps you to get a crop planted, and you don't need to pay attention to it until the scapes show up. While current conditions in our parts, East Vancouver Island, are rather soggy, we have made the most of gaps in rain and prepped the field, dug trenches, and planted. The field is getting a layer of mulch today, and it's getting put to bed for winter. When garlic is planted later, it still seems to be ready at the same time in summer. It basically catches up to those planted in September and October, so by next summer, we will have a great garlic crop. If you have grown garlic before, you know that it is one of those amazing crops that requires the work to plant, harvest, clean, and cure, but it is entirely worth it. We grow enough for ourselves, and then as much as we can. This year, we have increased it slightly, which is a good way to continue to meet demand. Perhaps you have more space this year or you have acquired more land. Garlic is a perfect crop to grow your business. It stores perfectly. You can sell the garlic all year long. You can even sell the seed, and you can transform it into value-added products. We actually use the scapes for our CSA and for value-added products. We sell the scapes at market and in our farm store. And one of our most popular value-added products is our pesto, made with our own basil. One of the most important considerations with planting and growing garlic is to ensure you are rotating your crops. It is essential for healthy garlic. The other benefit to rotating is that you can plan to grow this crop every year and increase how much you plant by moving to a new location that can accommodate more. And that's what we have done this year. And in fact, when we're planning next year's garlic, we will move it to an even larger location. Most farms choose to specialize in one variety, but you can definitely grow more varieties. Be sure you keep them separate. If you want to grow garlic seed, having a few varieties might be a good strategy for sales as well. So now I want to hear from you. What do you love about growing garlic? What are your questions? What types are your favorite? And what value-added products do you love to produce? Share with me on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and be sure to show us your garlic. Until next time, happy farming, and remember, delicious food is in your future. Thanks for listening to A Year on the Farm. I am Kimberly, and don't forget that you can find everything about our farm at gatherfarmandkitchen.com. You can connect with us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, at Gather Farm and Kitchen. And all podcast-specific information can be found on our Instagram, A Year on the Farm. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.